Welcome to Sozo's Podcast, a student ministry of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. We're glad you're here. We meet every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. Check us out on Instagram at SozoYTH.
Hey, Sozo, how we feeling tonight? We good? Come on, can we just give it up for the worship team? Was that not awesome? That was fantastic. Hey, I'm so glad that you're here. We're starting a brand new series tonight called The Story of Jesus. I love it. I'm so excited as we unpack this. And today I'm going to make it so simple. We are just going to talk about Jesus. Does that sound good? Somebody say Jesus. Hey, but before we jump into that, I just wanted to share why we exist as a church. We exist as a church and a youth group so that all people can experience God's unconditional love. You know God loves you unconditionally? Did you know that? Somebody just nod your head. Yeah, it's so true. Sometimes you need to say, yes, he does. You need to speak it out loud. And I'm very excited. We say three things all the time: humility, care, and connection. We say that because that's the way we behave. That's the way we treat one another. And when we do that, we literally will lay a foundation for people to know that they belong and their family. By the way, you belong and your family. So go ahead, just turn to your neighbor real quick and say, what's up, family? You know, it always looks so cool from my end. I don't know how you feel about it, but I like it. And but real quick, interact with your neighbor one more time. Look at him. Eyeball him up and just tell him, dang. Now you could go ahead and tell your second choice. Choice number two, go ahead, look at him and tell him, yeah, I know. Still, I'm telling you, it's so great from up here. Hey, I think it's so important in life to never close yourself off from making new friends. Never close yourself off. You'd be amazed at the relationships and things that God can do through one another. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to jump into God's Word, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. We don't hold anything above the Word of God here. And so if you could just open up your Bibles, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And if you've got your cell phone on you tonight, that's your Bible. Go ahead, download the YouVersion, open it up. We also have there's a closet that goes to Narnia in the back. If you go in there, there's a cabinet full of Bibles. If you need one, we'd love to hook you up. And I want to encourage you tonight to take notes. Note takers are history makers. I believe that. I believe it. I believe that you got to be an echo before you can be a voice. Well, let's say it this way. That you got to be an echo before you can be a megaphone. I really believe that. Come on. So we're going to jump into tonight's message. And look, we're going to be talking about Jesus. So simple. The story of Jesus. And look, I believe personally that if you believe right, you will live right. That our living stems from our believing. And a lot of the reasons why we struggle in life and we don't know how to deal with money, we don't know how to deal with relationships and conflict, and it's because we don't know exactly what to believe yet. But once we know what to believe, the Bible governs our behavior. I want to talk to you, Sozo, about right believing and the foundational truths of being a Christian and following our God. I want to talk in the series on the story of Jesus is just opening up about who we are in Christ, because I think for us to have a great understanding of who we are in Christ, we must first have a better understanding of who Jesus is. I want to talk around the big idea, which is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And we're going to read out of Matthew chapter 8. We're going to read about Jesus healing a man's servant. And I came to encourage somebody tonight and to tell somebody who Jesus is and the glorified Jesus. Does that sound good? Somebody just say, come on. All right, I like it. I feel it. All right, so let's read out of Matthew chapter 8. So this is Matthew 8, 5 through 13, and this is Jesus healing the son of a Roman officer. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to read it out loud. Follow along with me. Number 5, when Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a captain in the Roman army approached him, asking for a miracle. Lord, he said, I have a son who is lying in my home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. And Jesus responded, I will go with you and heal him. But the Roman officer interjected and he said, Lord, who am I to have you come into my house? I understand your authority, for I too am a man who walks under authority, and I have authority over soldiers who serve under me. I can tell one to go and he'll go, and another to come, and he'll come. I order my servants to do whatever I ask, so I know that all that you need to do is to stand here and command healing over my son, and he will be instantly healed. Jesus was astonished. Wait a minute. Jesus was astonished. Y'all heard me, right? Say, Jesus was astonished. When he heard this, and he said to those who were following him, he has greater faith than anyone I've encountered in Israel. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Multitudes of non-Jewish people will stem from the east and the west and enter into the banquet feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in their heavenly kingdom. But many Israelites born to their heirs of the kingdom will be turned away and banished into the darkness where there will be bitter weeping and unbearable anguish. And Jesus turned to the Roman officer and said, go home. All that you have believed for will be done for you. All that you have believed for will be done for you. And his son was healed at that very moment. This is remarkable. This is the soldier's faith healed his son. And all through scripture, all through the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, yep, that's the book for me. In fact, John in the Bible, in the book of John, he said that there wouldn't be enough books in the world to share all the testimonies and all of the healings that Jesus has done. Jesus is the big idea. But once we understand who Jesus is, we'll be able to understand who we are in Christ. So who is Jesus? Who is this God-man that came to save all humanity? Our belief on who Jesus is we believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Our Lord was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. And on the third day, come on, church, he rose again, defeating death. So good. And he's seated right now at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. And we believe this about Jesus. We believe this about our Lord and our Savior. And I want to preach today, and you could write down the title of today's talk. It's called, I Believe in Jesus. Go ahead, write that down. I believe in Jesus, and that took a lot of creative energy, so go ahead, you can write it down. And come on, we're going to pray, and we're just going to believe that God's going to come and speak to us tonight. He's going to encourage us, and we can just leave excited, pumped up for what God has for us. Let's just go ahead and bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your word. Let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Father, we thank you for everything that you're going to do tonight. Lord, let not a single word come out of my mouth be of me, but only from you, Jesus. Open our eyes so we can see you, Father. Open our ears so we can hear the Holy Spirit and do what only you can do in this time and in this setting. And Father, we just thank you in advance that we can magnify and glorify you, Jesus. Everybody said, amen, amen. So I absolutely, absolutely hate getting sick. Like I hate it. Anybody else? It's just the worst. And you know, like when you have a fever, headache, stuffy nose, oh, it's just, you get that tickle throat. It's horrible. I hate it. Some people, they can get sick and they just keep on going. Not me. Like when I get sick, I get the man cold. I'm dead. I'm dying. Like I'm like, oh, Jesus, take me now. Like I'm just ready to go. And so I'm just the complete opposite. I hate getting sick. And I grew up, my mom believed, now, it doesn't matter what the sickness was, my mama, anybody else, water boy, my mama believed that the cure to all your pains, my mama believed that Vicks Vapor Rub would solve all your problems, right there. That was my mama, and am I preaching to anybody tonight? Amen. And like, it didn't matter, you might have been doing a sport, you roll your ankle, my mom would be like, come here, bring your ankle over here, we'll put some Vicks Vapor Rub on that. Like you might have been, you know, your girlfriend might have broke up with you. My mom would be like, come here, son, bring your heart over here. We're just going to put Vicks Vapor Rub on it. Like, we don't need Shawn Mendes. No, you just need Vicks Vapor Rub. And you know, my mom, she just believed that. Isn't it amazing, like, in life, that like, if you have a problem with your eyes, you go to see the optometrist. If you've got a problem with your back, you go to the chiropractor, right? But what, like, if there's something wrong with your head, you go see the psychiatrist. But what do you do? What do you do for soul problems? Where do you go? We believe that Jesus is the ultimate solution. That our belief is that Jesus is the antidote. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. He's the Savior. He's the solution. He's the hero. Come on, he is the big idea. And you could just put your hands together if you believe in the title, I Believe in Jesus. Go ahead. Give God a clap. I want to give you a few things tonight to write down, a few things. And I'm going to give you five things, actually, that I absolutely love about Jesus. I just love these things. You could write down number one tonight. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my healer. Come on. We just read about this and what Jesus did for the Roman soldier's son. And Jesus is my personal healer. In the Bible, Jesus had a healing ministry. And today, Jesus has a healing ministry because Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same Jesus. He healed deaf people, mute people, blind people, lame people. Come on. And he's still healing people today, all through the scriptures. It doesn't matter whether your back hurts or your knee hurts, or your head hurts or your heart hurts, Jesus can heal you. His name is above all names. Jesus is above sickness. He's above disease. He's above cancer. Come on. Does anybody here have faith that Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, has the power to come and heal you, and by his stripes we are healed? Watch here in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says that by his stripes we are healed. In other words, when they put all those stripes on his back, they whipped his back. That pain, that excruciating pain that he went through, it bought your healing. The other day I was talking to somebody, and it was right before middle school on the weekend. So we were in the main cafe, and she came up to me, and she was telling me she was so devastated. She was heartbroken. She was like, you know, her and her husband, they're splitting, and it's tearing up the family. It's tearing up her. It's tearing up the kids. It's a mess. And she didn't know how she was going to get. It was devastating the family. And I took a moment right before service. I just laid my hand on her shoulder, and I said, in Jesus' name, God, do what only you can do and heal her family. Do a miracle. One time at summer camp, this was amazing. This kid came up, and he's like, Will you pray for my eyes? And I'm like, yeah, I'll pray for your eyes. He's like, okay, but here's what I'm looking for. He said, right before camp, I went to the doctor, and they prescribed me glasses. I've never had glasses before, and I don't want glasses. And he said, I just really believe that God can heal my eyes. Will you pray for me? So we laid hands on him, and literally in front of the cafe, the whole way, it's crazy. Kids are like pounding jalapenos. It's wild, you know, middle school just going crazy. And right there, we prayed for his eyes, and God healed him. He doesn't have glasses to this day. It's amazing. Come on. Listen, I don't care if your eyes are open or your eyes are closed. I don't care. It could be through text. It could be through your voice. But when you declare Jesus Christ as a healer, come on, somebody's going to get healed. Somebody's getting healed. Anybody thankful today that it doesn't matter the form? It just matters the belief. So true. And that by his stripes, come on, church, we are healed. Jesus can heal you today. You know what? In fact, right now, everybody in the room, if you're believing for healing, maybe it's a heart thing, maybe it's a relationship thing, maybe it's a physical body thing. If you need healing, you don't need to say what it is. I just believe that we need to pray together as a family right now. So if you need healing, will you just raise your hand and we're all going to pray together? Amen. Amen. Come on, let's bow our heads and we're going to pray. Jesus, we just come before you. We confess your name. We declare who you are, and we thank you that you are our healer. And we declare that by your word that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance that we're already praising you for healing in Jesus' name. And everybody said, come on, a little bit louder. Amen. Amen. Jesus is a healer. I'll never forget. I was 23 years old, and I was sitting in a church service, And the pastor was like, is there somebody that has, is somebody's back hurting them? And I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, that's me. Like, my back hurts, me. And he's like, son, will you come up here? I want to pray for you. And so I came up to the front, and he had me sit down. And he's like, will you stretch out both of your legs? I just believe I need to pray for your leg. And I looked at him like, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? I said, my back hurts, bro. You don't need to pray for my legs. Like, what? I don't understand. He's like, I want to pray for your leg. And as I stretched out my legs, I literally could see that my left leg was longer than my right leg. about an inch. And he laid hands on me and he commanded my leg to grow in Jesus' name. And by the time he was done praying, my leg completely grew into alignment. I watched it happen right before my eyes. And literally, when I saw that happen, I was like, oh, I can't say the rest because we in church, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, God, you just healed my leg. It was amazing. And our God, Jesus, has the power to heal. He said, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. And he's not limited to kneecaps and legs. He could heal the brokenness of your life. So number one, Jesus is my healer. And number two, you could write this down, Jesus is my peace. I love this. Anytime someone encounters the love of God, encounters the love of Jesus, one of the very first things that you ever hear them say is, you know, I've just never felt such peace like this in my life. It's because there's something about Jesus. The Bible says that he's the Prince of Peace. So when he comes into your life, he puts peace on your pillow. He puts peace in your soul. He puts peace in your mind. Remember that the devil comes to bring torment, right? Anxiety, strife, bitterness, discord. He wants to, but Jesus came to bring peace. And he always shows up with the amount of peace and more. That's why the Bible says peace that surpasses all understanding. You could go through hell on earth and still have peace on your pillow. Peace in your heart. Why is that? Because peace doesn't come from vacation. Peace doesn't come from the amount of money in your bank account. Peace comes from God being in control. Let me say that again. Peace comes from God being in control. Anybody thankful that Jesus has come to put peace on your pillow, peace in your mind, and peace in your soul? Come on. Jesus is my peace. And so Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my peace. And you could write down number three tonight. Jesus is my freedom. I just love this about Jesus. Jesus is my freedom. You want to know why God set you free? Because he wants you to be free. That's it. The Bible says it's for freedom that Christ has set you free. So that you can be free. I love that. In fact, watch this in John chapter 8. Watch what the Bible declares in verse 32 about freedom that comes from Jesus in John chapter 8. 32, he says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it's actually truth that sets us free. By the way, Jesus doesn't just say truth. Jesus is truth. So in other words, let's say the scripture this way. So you shall know Jesus, and Jesus shall set you free. Come on, I just love this, that when you come into God's kingdom, when you come in the right relationship with God, one of the very first things that happens in your life is you get set free. Come on, you get free from bitterness, free from addiction, free from pain and bondage, and free from the past. God comes to set you free. And you might be sitting here going like, wait a second. I got saved a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, and I'm still in bondage. I still got pain. I still got issues. Look, that's all right. Don't worry about it because the Bible says that God's word will never return void. It'll never return void. In fact, it says that God's word will always accomplish the task in which it was sent out to accomplish. So when truth gets into your heart and when truth gets into your mind, you might not see results the first day, but God's word's going to make a difference in your life because truth will eventually do the work in which it was sent out to do. Come on, that's how God works. The truth will set you free. The enemy's the opposite, right? The devil wants you to be bound to something, bound to addiction, bound to all kinds of brokenness. But it's for freedom that he set us free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, come on, there is freedom. There's true freedom. God will do anything in his power to set you free. God is so committed, and you could be in the worst, most devastating place, in the worst sin of your life, and still God's going to bring you out. And God doesn't wait for you to come to him. No, he leaves the 99 and chases you down. One night, this was actually back in February. So Alyssa and I, we used to have rental properties, if you didn't know. And God put in our heart about 2 years ago to sell all of our properties and get fully invested in ministry, fully invested in people and just loving people and building them up. And so we were just chasing after his heart, and we had sold all of our properties, and by about February, we just had one left, and it happened to be the one that we lived in. So we had a small apartment, and we were in the middle of remodeling it. It was the last apartment for us to remodel. Now, I don't know if you've ever gone through a construction project with your family, but what we did is right before we sold the house, we tore up all of the carpet. And so we had, if you've ever done that, we had hardwood floors and there was a tack stripping that went all the way around the room. And if you don't know what a tack stripping is, basically it's a very thin piece of wood with like 100 nails sticking straight up to catch the carpet. And so my daughter Mila, she was just crawling at the time. Let's not say crawling, she was inchworming, right? And so she wasn't that quick. She was just scooting across the floor. And I remember looking over at her and everything was fine. She was in the middle of the room and I got up to do something. I turned around. I'm like, dang, girl, you quick. And before I knew it, she made it all the way to the end of the tack strip. And she like literally went to slam her hand down. And I beelined over and I caught right before she smacked her hand right on the tack strip. And I caught her and snatched her up. That's what God does for us. Come on, God, he is so quick, but before we know it, he grabs us. And can I just encourage you that you could be in the worst place, that you could be stuck, you could even be pulling yourself into something, and God's going to fight for you. Come on, God's going to chase after you. He's committed to you, relentlessly going to chase you down, and he's going to pull you out. And somebody praise him like you mean it tonight. Come on. God delivered you and set you free. I don't know if you knew this, but you had a one-way ticket, destination hell, and Jesus Christ canceled that. Come on, he set you free. If you said yes to Jesus, your ticket got canceled. Come on, you're heaven bound. That's something to praise God over tonight. This is who our great God is. This is who Jesus is. He canceled the ticket and set us free. In fact, you could write down number four. I just love this one. Jesus, he is my salvation. Jesus is my salvation. I can't earn my way to God. I can't earn my way to heaven. I can't buy my everlasting life. I can't buy my salvation. It's only by faith in Jesus. God's like, listen, I gave you my son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And in translation, it doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter your ethnic background. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you believe in Jesus, you're in. If you believe in Jesus, you're good. Watch what John chapter 14 says. It says, Jesus said this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one comes. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is like, listen, I am salvation. I am the solution. I am the answer. I am the big idea. If you want everlasting life, if you want to go to heaven, you got to come in through me. The Bible says that anybody that believes in Jesus in Romans chapters 10, and if you confess with your mouth and you believe it in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you are saved. I just love that Jesus is my salvation because it helps me realize I can't save myself. I need a Savior to save me from my sin. Amen? And the last one, number five, you could write this down and worship team, if you'd come out and join me. Is anybody being encouraged today? This is who Jesus is. And this is number five. Jesus is my Redeemer. I just love this so much. I love this because he actually redeems broken lives, broken hearts, broken friendships, broken relationships. God can redeem your parents' broken marriage. Jesus redeems us from destruction. I was thinking about this thought of redemption, and I was thinking about, you know how earlier this year in Florida, how there was that college that had a bridge that went across a highway and it collapsed. And it was so sad. People perished and it was devastating. And it was such a mess. It was a disaster. They had to rebuild a new one. They're rebuilding one. And you might feel like your life is just a mess. Caved in, destroyed. You know Job in the Bible? By the way, Job, hashtag worst day ever. Job, Job's like, God, this is, how could this happen? Like, my wife doesn't love you anymore. My children are dead. I lost my property. Everything's gone. Job declares in Job 19, 25, but I know my Redeemer lives. I know the one person that can redeem destruction and redeem me from the decisions that I've made and the mistakes that I've made and the things that I've touched and the things that I've looked at. All of the places that I've gone, he's my healer. He's my savior. He's my peace. He's my freedom. He's my redeemer. Jesus can redeem you. I don't care how far you think you've gone. You've not gone too far for Jesus. God can bring you back and rebuild you. I just love that when we come to Jesus, everything starts with a re. He can renew you. He can revive you. Come on, he can restore you. He can redeem you. He can rebuild you. Somebody praise him like you mean it tonight. I believe in Jesus. Can we stand to our feet as we're going to go back and we're going to praise Jesus for our great King. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lord of Hosts. Come on, his name is above all names. He's the King of Kings. He's the God of Gods. He created the heavens and the earth. Come on. God's rich, he's not poor. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. In other words, he's got more money in his bank account than you could ever imagine. Jesus bankrupt heaven for you. And we're just gonna praise him and we're gonna thank him. And if you're new to all of this and you're like, I don't know who this Jesus guy is, I just encourage you to press in tonight and give it a try. Lift his name up on high as we just go right back into this. We just begin to praise him. As we begin to praise him, as we begin to sing, I'm just going to pray a blessing over your life right now, and we're just going to begin to worship. God, we just thank you that we can gather in your name, Jesus. We thank you that we can declare and magnify who you are, the great King, our Lord, our Savior. God, we lift your name on high, and we praise you in Jesus' name. God, we just begin to worship you. We just begin to worship you, Jesus. Jesus is like our cornerstone. And when we're firmly planted in him, can't be shaken. Come on. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my freedom. He's my redeemer. Jesus is my salvation. If you came in here tonight and you haven't made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, I'd like to pray with you. Jesus said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father except through me. And in Romans 10, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and died on the cross for our sins, come on, you will be saved. If you haven't started a relationship with Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity tonight. New beginnings. The story of Jesus. Can we bow our heads? If you want to start your relationship with Jesus tonight, will you just lift your hand right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're all going to pray together. Repeat after me. And I just want to encourage you from the part of your heart, with just everything in you, you just speak out these words as you make and declare Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life. We're all going to pray with you as we want to embarrass you or single you out, but let's pray together. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I believe that you're the Son of God, and you died on the cross for my sins, and I receive you to be my Lord. I'm a child of God. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, can we just give God 5 seconds?